Now, the National Basketball Association was not very popular at that time, was it?
They weren't popular at all. They ought to thank the Globetrotters forever. Globetrotters kept them going, playing on the card with them. That's a real fact.
The Globetrotters brought attention to the basketball games.
That's right.
When they played the NBA.
When they played the NBA, but to play on the card with them. The first game, the second game. So they had two games, that doubleheader.
People came out really to see the Globetrotters.
That's a fact. You see, the Globetrotters at first were playing the first ball game. And after our game, it would have been the NBA game. But people started walking out. So they changed it around to where the NBA teams played the preliminary game, and the Globetrotters played the second game.
Wow. You starred for the team when you beat George Mikan and the Minneapolis Lakers
right.
in 1948. It was in Chicago Stadium.
I broke my back that night.
Really? Tell us about that.
George Mikan and I went up for a rebound. We both caught the ball at the same time. He snatched the ball, and my hand slipped off of it. I fell on my back.
And broke it?
Fourth lumbar vertebrae. They tried to take me out. I said, no, I'll sit on the bench. I'll get cold. So I stayed in the ball game and finished the game.
Wow.
That night, I couldn't sleep. The next day, I went to the hospital, and they examined it as what it was, fractured fourth lumbar vertebrae.
And then was that the end of the season?
Yeah, that was the end of the season for me. You know, they put a cast on me from here to here. After a couple of months, they put a shorter one on me. And then after that, I just had a regular brace. But it didn't stop me from playing.
How long were you out?
I was out until the next season.
But you won 61-59.
Yeah, we won the ball game on the last second shot by Herman Robinson. That was the first game we played him.
You played him again in 1949.
Yeah.
You beat him 49-45.
Yeah, we beat him then.
21,000 fans.
Yeah, that's when I did my dribbling.
This had to be terribly embarrassing for the Minneapolis Lakers. George Mikan was known as one of the first seven-footers.
Mm-hmm.
And did you remember a man by the name of Bob Kierland?
Yeah, Bob used to play for the Phillips 66 Oilers.
Right.
Yeah, I know Bob. Uh-huh.
And he was also about 7 feet.
Oh, yeah, at least.
These two, Bob Kierland and George Mikan, were the two first big, tall...
Seven-footers, so to speak.
So to speak.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I've interviewed Bob Kierland.
Oh, have you?
And he doesn't think he's really 7 feet, but they promoted it like that.
Well, he looks like he's 7 feet, you know.
Right.
Stand up beside him.
Did you play against him?
No, I didn't play against Bob. Okay, I played against Mikan.
But you've been around him before.
Bob Kierland?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a big Phillips 66 man.
But they never played the Harlem Globetrotters,
no,
did they? Do you know what kind of a guy George Mikan was?
George was a nice fella. He wasn't what you'd call a talkative fella, but he was just a real nice guy. Very nice.